It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We're going to report next on a sign of progress amid the rubble in Haiti. 2 years after an earthquake, 500,000 people are still living in camps. But people who want to help can now point to one project that is working well enough its supporters call it a possible model for international aid in the developing world. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports on a new national teaching hospital being built outside Port-au-Prince.
Even before the earthquake, Haiti's public health care system was one of the worst in the hemisphere. Then the quake knocked down clinics, killed medical workers, and severely damaged the general hospital in Port-au-Prince. Now, the Boston-based group Partners in Health has set out to build a world-class hospital in what used to be a rice field in the Haitian countryside.
This is a little waiting area for the main laboratory and radiology.
Dr. David Walton is overseeing the construction of the National Teaching Hospital, 35 miles outside the capital in the small city of Mirebalais. Walton is a physician with Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, but on this day he looks more like a construction foreman. He says this hospital, which will be part of the public health care system, will provide services and a level of care that's light years ahead of what's currently available in Haiti. For instance, the hospital will be wired with a fiber optic data connection.
We'll have cameras in the operating room, in the lights, so that you can see surgery from anywhere. That will allow surgeons in whatever country to be able to comment on and assist in the technical details of a surgery that's being done right here in Haiti. So, again, leveraging technology to improve care here.
When it opens this summer, it will be the largest hospital in the country. There'll be six operating theaters, an emergency room, and a neonatal intensive care unit. It will be the only public facility in Haiti with a CAT scan machine.
Now, back in Boston where I work, there's about maybe 12 CAT scanners in one single hospital. Here, there are only four in the country. Three of them are in the private sector, so this will be the fourth, and it'll be for the people of Haiti.
The roof will be covered in solar panels, allowing the facility, on sunny days, to run entirely on solar power. Partners in Health's budget for this massive 320-bed, 180,000-square-foot facility is just $16 million. Walton notes that they've gotten another $4 million worth of in-kind donations, mainly medical equipment and construction supplies. But the final price tag for this new national teaching hospital will be less than 1% of the billions of dollars in international aid that were pledged to Haiti in the aftermath of the earthquake.
One of the lessons that I think this hospital can provide is how to provide really outstanding infrastructure and construction practices at a fraction of what it may cost in other settings. And I would argue a fraction of what it may cost versus other projects that are being done here.
The Canadian government this month just pledged $20 million to move squatters out of a huge tent encampment in front of the National Palace. Looking around Haiti, this hospital is one of the few solid examples of post-quake reconstruction. There are private projects to build new hotels. An industrial park is under construction. The cell phone company Digicel rebuilt the historic iron market in Port-au-Prince. But the National Palace is still awaiting demolition. Many of the cholera clinics that have sprung up are in tents or temporary shelters. At a dedication for the hospital, just before the second anniversary of the earthquake, the Haitian Minister of Health, Dr. Florence Guillaume, said this project for her is a dream come true.
I can tell you, I'm really proud. You're almost crying this morning. You know, it's really that type of assistance that we need.
She says this hospital will help bolster the entire public health care system in Haiti. First, other clinics and hospitals will be able to refer patients here for more complicated procedures and tests. Second, as a teaching hospital, it will help train more Haitian doctors and nurses. And by providing a better work environment, she hopes it will help stem the exodus of Haitian medical professionals who so often decamp for the U.S. or Canada. Paul Farmer, the co-founder of Partners in Health, says that he views this hospital project as a model for effective international aid.
The amount of money either pledged or flying out there around somewhere is substantial. If it were marshaled into a coherent system of hospitals, health centers, health posts, then you could see some big, big advancements in public health indices in Haiti. And in fact, that's what we expect to happen.
The National Teaching Hospital still faces large challenges. Construction is on track, but still not complete. At first, the Ministry of Health and Partners in Health will manage the facility together. But eventually, the Haitian government needs to come up with an operating budget to keep the hospital running for the long term. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.